Pembe Kubwa, The Big Tusker, by Mary Hastings Bradley. Mrs. Bradley, whose home is in Chicago, has made a number of trips to Africa to study the wild animals and the tribes of people who live there. In this story, she tells of a very wise and a very wicked elephant, how he won and kept the leadership of the herd. When Kubwa was young. Pembe Kubwa was a very wise and wicked elephant. He was so big that he stood shoulders high over the rest of the herd, and so old that his tusks had grown to such a length that they were crossed in front of him. He had no idea how old he was, perhaps 100, perhaps 200 years old, but he was still so strong that he was the leader of the herd, and no bull had dared turn against him now for a long, long time. As a matter of fact, his tusks were not so dangerous in a fight now as when they were shorter and he could thrust deeper with them, but no elephant had fought with him for so long that none of the herd had found this out. However, he suspected it himself. Kubwa did not remember very much about his young days. He knew that he had trailed about with his mother in a big herd, and he knew that he had given his mother a good deal of trouble, because her temper was often very short with him. He had a way of straying off that particularly provoked her. And he did remember very clearly one day when she finally grabbed him with her trunk and just boosted him along, bumpity-bump, through the forest trail.